Task 3.
The heart of New York City may be Times Square, but its lifeblood is its subway system. There's so much to see underground. One of the places worth visiting is a shuttered subway station in Lower Manhattan called City Hall. Just a few times a year, the New York Transit Museum gives a group of people a rare opportunity to visit the City Hall station. To be one of the lucky few who are allowed to admire the mastery of its interior, you need to register in advance and patiently wait your turn. But there's a catch. To meet the requirements for registering, you must first purchase a membership of the New York Transit Museum, which costs around $50. However, being admitted inside is worth every cent. There are many unique design elements to admire. With its curved entryways and vaulted ceilings, the station has a delicacy like no other. It was closed down in 1945 because the platform was too short to accommodate the new trains introduced that year. Escaping the wear and tear caused by regular passengers, the immaculate arches, round brass chandeliers, and detailed tilework have remained intact over time. Another place worth seeing is the 14th Street 8th Avenue station, where there is an unusual subway installation which can be admired for free. It is a series of 130 bronze sculptures depicting cartoon characters, animals, and abstract figures. One of the larger pieces is an alligator popping out of a manhole cover. Once, a 4-year-old boy jumped on the alligator's head and kicked it so hard that his foot was caught in the bronze jaws. The boy was terrified and he started crying, "Mum, it's trying to bite me!" It was so amusing that a New York Times journalist who saw the incident published a story about it. There is more art to be seen underground. For example, at the Lefferts Boulevard station, you can see graffiti showing a 16-year-old boy named Kieran Thomas who fell in love with subway trains and one Saturday in 1993 illegally seized control of one of them. Planning this stunt demanded a lot of preparation. He hung around subway stations and talked to the workers. He even managed to swipe the Transit Authority's manual, a book of rules, regulations, and procedures. He thumbed through it many times from cover to cover and then put what he'd memorized into practice. One Saturday at 3:58 p.m., Kieran Thomas took command of the A train at the line's terminus at 207th Street in Inwood. The train he drove made 85 stops in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens and was on time at the Lefferts Boulevard station. He would have got away with it, but on the return trip, he broke a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit and it tripped the automatic brakes. When the authorities turned up to investigate the incident, Kieran fled to escape punishment. He was arrested a few hours later and charged with reckless endangerment and criminal impersonation.
Listen to the recording once again.
The heart of New York City may be Times Square, but its lifeblood is its subway system. There's so much to see underground. One of the places worth visiting is a shuttered subway station in Lower Manhattan called City Hall. Just a few times a year, the New York Transit Museum gives a group of people a rare opportunity to visit the City Hall station. To be one of the lucky few who are allowed to admire the mastery of its interior, you need to register in advance and patiently wait your turn. But there's a catch. To meet the requirements for registering, you must first purchase a membership of the New York Transit Museum, which costs around $50. However, being admitted inside is worth every cent. There are many unique design elements to admire. With its curved entryways and vaulted ceilings, the station has a delicacy like no other. It was closed down in 1945 because the platform was too short to accommodate the new trains introduced that year. Escaping the wear and tear caused by regular passengers, the immaculate arches, round brass chandeliers, and detailed tilework have remained intact over time. Another place worth seeing is the 14th Street 8th Avenue station, where there is an unusual subway installation which can be admired for free. It is a series of 130 bronze sculptures depicting cartoon characters, animals, and abstract figures. One of the larger pieces is an alligator popping out of a manhole cover. Once, a 4-year-old boy jumped on the alligator's head and kicked it so hard that his foot was caught in the bronze jaws. The boy was terrified and he started crying, "Mum, it's trying to bite me!" It was so amusing that a New York Times journalist who saw the incident published a story about it. There is more art to be seen underground. For example, at the Lefferts Boulevard station, you can see graffiti showing a 16-year-old boy named Kieran Thomas who fell in love with subway trains and one Saturday in 1993 illegally seized control of one of them. Planning this stunt demanded a lot of preparation. He hung around subway stations and talked to the workers. He even managed to swipe the Transit Authority's manual, a book of rules, regulations, and procedures. He thumbed through it many times from cover to cover and then put what he'd memorised into practice. One Saturday at 3:58 p.m, Kieran Thomas took command of the A train at the line's terminus at 207th Street in Inwood. The train he drove made 85 stops in Manhattan, Brooklyn and Queens and was on time at the Lefferts Boulevard station. He would have got away with it, but on the return trip, he broke a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit and it tripped the automatic brakes. When the authorities turned up to investigate the incident, Kieran fled to escape punishment. He was arrested a few hours later and charged with reckless endangerment and criminal impersonation.